Father, thank you for life. Thank you for this privilege now to be in your house. Lord, as we read your word and we consider your humility, may the Spirit of God be our teacher today, and may you be glorified in all we do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 1. Paul is writing here to the church at Philippi. He says, If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves, looking not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Here in these verses, we see the first four verses here. Paul is explaining to the Philippians here how they are to love one another. They have to be concerned about loving one another. They have to work together with one heart and one purpose in their lives. Now, in verse number 5, we see here, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Notice, who being in the form of who? God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We're talking about the Lord of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we consider his humility. His humility. We see here in verse number 5, we see that Christ himself is the supreme example. Look what it says in verse number 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is our example. He's our final example. We're to look to him and strive to be like him in our life daily. And as we look at him, we're going to look today and look at his humility. Now, also in verse number 6, look at this. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Christ is the very nature of God. The very nature of God. We see this here. He's always been with God. He's equal with God. He's equal with God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in verse number 7, but made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. We see here, we're going to look a little later, how Christ emptied himself to become a man. He emptied himself to become a man. We see here he became a man to fulfill God's plan of salvation for all mankind. He became a man. He became a man to identify also with man's sin. He became a man to identify with man's sin also. We also see now in verse number 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he noticed he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. He voluntarily gave himself. He voluntarily gave himself. He humbled himself to the point of death, humiliation, even death of the cross. We see here he voluntarily laid aside his, if you please, divine rights he had in heaven with God in eternity, and out of a love for his Father. He wanted to obey his Father. He was willing to voluntarily lay aside his divine rights. His divine rights. Notice, he humbled himself. First of all, we see that Jesus Christ humbled himself to the Father, to his Father. My, what a testimony he had. What a life man he was to give his life, to lay down his life for his Father. See, it was God's will, his Father's will, that Christ would come to earth and die for mankind. Very familiar verses we've all known all our life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He did not come to condemn the world, but he came that the world might be what? Saved. They might be saved. So we see here that Jesus Christ humbled himself to the Father to do what his Father wanted him to do or willed him to do. My. We see him humbling himself. He humbled himself also to man, to mankind. He's humbled himself to mankind. We see that he willingly allowed men to take his life. Turn back to John. Look at John chapter 10. Look at one verse of scripture here. He voluntarily gave himself, willingly allow men to take his life. In John chapter 10, verse 15, Jesus says, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the who? The sheep. I lay down my life for the sheep. Humility. Humility. Jesus laid down his life for you and I. You know, I thought about this. Is there anybody in this world that I would give my life for? You that are parents, have children, would you give your life for your child? You say, yes, I would, but when the time comes to do it, would we really do it? Jesus gave his life for us. He laid down his life for me. He laid down his life for you. He humbled himself. He humbled himself. Christ humbled himself to die. To die. The terrible death he died. He laid down his life. He was willing to do that for you and for me. My, what a Savior we have, folks. And Christ would be willing to humble himself. He humbled himself. He humbled himself to come out from where he come from. He came out of a spiritual and eternal world with his Father. That's where he was, with his Father. In a spiritual and eternal world, he came out of that place and come down here in this world, a physical place with corruption in it. Not only just that, but to die for you and I. He humbled himself. The humility of Christ. Listen, I don't have the vocabulary to share with you literally the humility of Christ. I can't explain it to you. Even when we read the scriptures and we look at what Jesus did for us, you know, that's a little insight maybe of what he did. But really, in reality, what he did, we can't even imagine what he did. Being with his Father in eternity, in that splendor, spiritual, eternal world, and came down out of there into this corrupt and physical world in order to die for you and for me. His humility. He humbled himself. He humbled himself. That is, he came to lay aside his eternal glory and majesty. He laid it aside when he came. His eternal glory and majesty. He became a man for the purpose of what? Tell me. To die. To die. Can you imagine such a journey? Can you imagine knowing what's going to happen to you? And you're going to leave your Father? He left his Father to come and do that for you and I. He came to suffer rejection, denial, cursing, death, all these things. He humbled himself, folks. I'm trying to get us to see the humility of Christ, how he humbled himself for you and I, even into the hands of rebellious men. They didn't have to wrestle him. He laid down his life. These men were rebellious, yes, but Jesus was not. He willingly gave himself. I believe when they laid that cross on the ground down there, he literally laid himself on that cross and let them tie him there, and let them nail him there. That's how much humility he had. He come to die for me and you. He come to take our sins upon himself and bear the weight of suffering them on that old rugged cross. He not only had my sins, he had your sins. He had the sins of the whole world upon him when he was on that cross. Jesus Christ, his humility, as we look at it today. He took upon our sins. He bore the weight of suffering for you and I. He suffered an awful experience of his Father, God, having to turn his back upon him. God, his Father, in eternity, that he was with, when Jesus on the cross, bearing your sins and my sins, he turned his back upon his own Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus humbled himself. He humbled himself to suffer also the terrible justice and wrath of God against sin. Listen, folks, there's a penalty for sin. That is death. We die. And Jesus paid our sin debt. My, what a Savior. He humbled himself to do that. He humbled himself for me, for you, on that old rugged cross. He left the splendors of glory with his Father and came down here for you and for me. He gave himself. He humbled himself for you and I. He bore the pain of suffering for sin eternally. Since the first man, Adam, was born, God created, until the last person is born on this earth, till Jesus comes, he paid their sin debt. He paid their sin debt throughout all eternity here as we see here. Jesus Christ became sin for men and died as their sin before the just wrath of God. Before the just wrath of God. We must see, as we look at the humility of Jesus Christ here in these verses, may it flow in us and flow through us, his humility. His humility. We're to be humble. We're to walk in humility before each other as children of God. As a child of God, I have nothing to boast about except the grace of God and the love of God. As Paul says, I am what I am by the grace of God. I'm a sinner, been forgiven of my sins, been washed in the blood of the precious Lamb of God. That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say. Who am I? Who am I that a king will bleed and die for? Who am I that he will leave the splendors of glory and come and die for me? We see his humility. His humility. And we need to walk before each other in humility so that the church will grow, so that the church would be what it ought to be. Let this mind be, and let the mind of Christ fill our minds, folks, as he humbled himself. As he humbled himself. Notice he humbled himself in verse number 7. Let's read it again. But made himself of no reputation. He took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. He humbled himself. Christ emptied himself and became a man. You know, he could have come on this earth as King of Kings, you know, and took over completely. But that wasn't the will of the Father, was it? He came and emptied himself. He came and emptied himself. Without ceasing to be God, he became a man. He emptied himself. He who existed with the Father, he came to this earth. He who existed in eternity and in perfection, that is the Son of God. He who existed in glory and majesty, he who existed in dominion and power, he came upon this earth and became a man. He emptied himself. He emptied himself. He stepped down. He stepped down literally, folks. What he did, and became a man. From who he was, he became a man. He became the servant of men. Not only the servant of God, but he became the servant of mankind when he stepped down and took upon himself flesh. See, the Lord that we are to serve, brothers and sisters, The Lord that we are to serve, He came to serve us. He came to serve us. The Lord that we're to love, He came to love us. He came to love us. The Lord who we're to wait upon, He came to wait upon us. Wait upon us. You know, I think, Brother Anderson, the times that God, through the Word of God and the Spirit of God, knocked on my heart's door before I was saved. Time and time and time and time and time again. You know? But thank God, by His grace, He enabled me to respond. He enabled me to respond. The Lord whom we're to wait upon came to wait upon us. He came to wait upon us. The Lord who we're to minister to, He came to minister to us. He came to minister to us. The Lord to whom we're to seek, He came and sought us. He came and sought us. You know, there's a great distance between Jesus with His Father and Jesus upon the earth giving His life for you and I. There's a great distance there, folks. It can't be measured. It can't be measured. He made Himself of no reputation. He emptied Himself. It's like you're taking a glass of water, folks, and you're pouring the water out of that glass. He emptied Himself for you and I. He emptied Himself. He did not, again, lay aside His deity when He came to this earth. He was still God. He's always been God. He always will be God. But He emptied Himself. He emptied Himself. We see He always possessed the nature of God. We also see that He laid aside His right as God when He came to this earth. He laid aside His right as God on this earth. We see that He had the right to experience glory and majesty. Did He not? When He was here. But He laid it aside. He laid it aside. He could have had honor and worship, but He laid it aside. Men would treat Him far different than a heavenly king when He come. He laid all that aside, folks. He didn't want to become a king. He came to become a Savior for you and I. He humbled Himself. He humbled Himself. We see Jesus Christ was made in the likeness of men. That word "was made" means He become man. He become man. For you and for me. He did not come, Jesus Christ did not come to this earth to receive loyalty, worship, or service when He came. He came humbly. He came as a humblest of men, the very humblest of any man, to serve mankind. He came to die for you and I. The humility of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we look at it today, folks, I'm amazed at what He's done for us. Now, how do we apply it to us today? As we look at His humility, the Christian humility is the grace of God in us. It's the grace of God in us that makes us think of ourselves not more highly than we should think. Turn back to Romans chapter 12. Let's look at a couple of verses. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 3. We ought not to think more highly of ourselves than we should. Romans 12, verse number 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think how? Soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man this measure of grace, measure of faith, the measure of faith. In God's sight, folks, we have no merit, no merit. There's none good, no, not one. There's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the Bible tells us. We have nothing to merit about, nothing. We see down in verse number 10, in Romans 12, verse 10, look at this. Being kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, notice, preferring who? One another. Preferring one another, the Bible tells us, in honor. Charles Haddon Spurgeon was a great man of God. I love to read his devotions sometimes. I read these words the other day and it just stuck to my heart concerning who I am and what I should think about the grace of God and what he's done. Believers, whatever you are, you have nothing to make you proud. Whoever you are, whatever you are, you have nothing to make you proud. The more you have, and the more I have, the more in debt to God we are. We're in debt to God. Because what we have, God gives to us. Everything in this earth that we have. We're in debt to God. Even for our salvation, we're in debt to God. We owe our lives. We owe everything to God because of what he's done for us. He died for us. He died for us. We need to consider his humility, and we need to consider as Christians today what we would have been had it not been for God's grace. What would we be if it had not been for God's grace? And folks, we don't have to go far to see that. You can go to the grocery store, you can go to the gas station, you can get out in the world today, and you can see what we would be if it were not for the grace of God applied in our lives. I'm thankful today to know that God, by his grace, God, by his love, saw fit to put me in places in my life as a young man growing up that I could hear the Word of God talk to me and preach to me, that I might find myself as who I am, a lost sinner, by the grace of God, and call upon him and ask him to save me. I'm so thankful for that today. And as we look today at his humility, what he's done for us, may we be reminded of what we ought to be doing. Of what we ought to be doing. Folks, I'm listening. I believe this with all my heart. The time is running out. We don't have much longer on this earth as Christians. The more I get out in the world when I need to get out for what I need, the more miserable I am. I'm going to tell you. I don't like this world. I don't like it. It grabs you every way it can. It'll deceive you. It'll hurt you. It'll cause you to do things you shouldn't do. Even think. I don't like this world. I like that song. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Praise God. My home is laid over beyond the blue. I'm looking forward to that day. I don't know about you. But when I see what Christ did for me, I'm so grateful, I'm so thankful today to know that he was willing to do what he did, and he did it for me. He did it for you as an individual. My, what a Savior we have, folks. What a God we have that will devise a plan and will for his Son to come and do what he did for us. I don't know about you, but I owe everything to him. owe everything to him because he's done so much for me. He's done so much for me, and I know he has you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, how he was willing to come and humble himself and die for mankind. And die for me as an individual, and this everybody in this world. Lord, help us not to forget it. As Brother J.B. said so many times, Lord, help me never to forget where you brought me from. And Lord, it's all because of your divine grace. And Lord, your Son Jesus was willing to humble himself and become a man. Thank you for that today, Lord. Thank you for our dear folks here today. I pray now, Lord, as we go to the next service, you bless. Have your will and way in our hearts and lives. There's one in the midst that's lost. I pray they might be saved today. And I pray you might be glorified. Be with our pastor. Give him power, strength, and liberty. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.